Yes, I mean, I feel filthy. Like there's something I could have done. I
didn't couldn't show your face in around any of the lines again.
Now, unfortunately, if they do win and I have shaved my head, I also won't be able to show my face.
It'll be a glorious bald head.
Well, do you know what? And what about this? If the Lions win, keep an eye on the TV shots of the crowd, because there might be a newly bald man in the crowd jumping up and down celebrating. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning
on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Jason Alexander is taking over.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Don't miss this Australian radio exclusive at 8.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
Exclusive to Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Mom, Jeremy broke the tap.
No, I didn't.
Have a plan when the unplanned happens. Get unlimited call-outs 24-7 with RACV Emergency Home Assist.
Hey.
Hi, come in.
Prepare for the best with RACV Emergency Trades.
That's all sorted.
Great. Back to brushing, boys.
All works performed by Club Home Response Proprietary Limited. Trading as RACV Trade, CDBU 100178. T's and C's apply. Unlimited call-out subject to the fair use policy.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts tomorrow with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
They call me morning fresh, I clean up greasy mess. The only one to trust to get through all the stuff. They call me morning fresh, I clean up greasy mess.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh.
Introducing the new iPhone 16 Pro, available now at Vodafone. Built for Apple intelligence, it features a stunning titanium design and camera control. Get yours for $0 when you stay connected for 36 months on a $79 plan and trade in an eligible device. Only available from the best provider of iPhone plans, Vodafone.
iPhone 16 Pro 128GB, winner of Whistle Out Best Provider iPhone Plans 2024. New customers only, min cost $2,844. Early exit fees apply, and stand 10 unless extended. Apple intelligence coming this December, TNC apply.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my licence.
A message from the TAC.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait. so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
I don't think dying is the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway, renowned for its premium features and agility. The Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced driver assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
TV's warmed up. Footy colours are on. Now complete the picture with your favourite wine, spirits or beers from IGA Liquor. Add a drop to your footy shop at IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Menulog is now delivering alcohol. So, we're shouting 30% off from Liquorland, First Choice Liquor Market and Vintage Cellars. Ooh-wee. Drink responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say
time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, rose Zach and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Hey, Zach, have you ever found yourself in a moment that feels like it could be part of a nature documentary, part of an Attenborough doco?
I wish to be. Yeah. You know, in another life, I wanted to be a wildlife photographer.
I did not know this about you.
Documentary maker, videographer, because I used to watch Planet Earth.
Yeah,
you ever watch Planet Earth?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the tapes, this is back when there aren't tapes, they would have the Planet Earth Diaries, which was behind the scenes. And I thought that was more interesting than the actual thing. You see the photographers hiding in their little hutches, covered in kind of leaves and stuff, and they're waiting out there for 3 weeks to get one shot of the rare snow leopard.
So that's your dream was that. You didn't want to do Attenborough's thing and, like, you didn't want to narrate.
No.
You wanted to be there to get
the photo. I want to be on the ground.
And what would have been,
on the ground.
What would have been your dream animal to capture?
Foxes.
Ah, right. That's not that rare. I mean, yeah. I thought you might have said like an animal that's quite rare. There's not many of them left or something. Or exotic, like a polar bear that you have to travel.
Arctic fox.
An arctic fox.
Is that right? Better?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just saying ibis. Like,
firstly, don't mess with the classics.
Yeah.
Secondly, there's a reason I didn't become one.
Yeah, true.
Maybe I couldn't think of good enough animals.
Well, look,
maybe I ticked my dream so early because I saw a fox and I was like, oh, well, we're done.
That's true. Well, on the other side of this, I want to tell you a story. I found myself in a situation that could have been straight out of an Attenborough documentary where nature was unfolding, the process of nature was unfolding right in front of my eyes, and I didn't quite know what to do. I don't know if I handle it well. I'm going to need your thoughts on that on the other side of this. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
For a lifetime, you're playing my mind. I'm the lucky one to have you by my side. Love on replay, reliving these days. I love wasting time as long as it's with
with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Zach, have you ever been maybe out in a park and you see an animal attacking another animal? Wild animals attack?
I've seen a magpie swoop a carpet python.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's quite Attenborough-esque. And what happened in that scenario? Because the magpie would have to get quite low to the ground to get the carpet python.
Yeah, I guess not low enough to actually injure it. So the carpet python just went on its merry way across the field. But it was kind of like, I guess that's the one thing that the magpie should be swooping.
Yeah, true.
Because it would eat eggs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whereas humans, maybe they've seen us fry up bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, don't get any ideas. To be fair, we have said for years that, you know, hey, I'm not trying to take your eggs.
Yeah.
We do take chicken eggs every day.
Well, and a lot of people do a barbecue breakfast cook-up. Magpies would have seen that.
Yeah, in the park.
Yeah, they would have seen the eggs.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, actually, now that magpies seem more logical. Well, this actually was a magpie that I saw at a park just the other day.
Who was it attacking?
A scrub turkey, a bush turkey.
Same type of thing. Swooping?
Yep, yep. Bird or bird.
It's good
on bird.
To know that we're all in the same boat, though, isn't it? With
what do you
the
mean?
Swooping.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you see an animal getting swooped, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's annoying for you guys as well.
Yeah.
Again, the scrub turkey probably would take eggs.
Well, that you reckon scrub turkeys
well,
are egg takers?
Well, probably couldn't get up to the magpie's nest. But yeah, I reckon they probably...
Well, because scrub turkeys can't really fly, can they?
Like chickens.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
And I looked at the scrub turkeys, it looked at this magpie, and I realized that there really is a hierarchy in the wild. Because this scrub turkey looked on...
food chain.
I know, but it looked on so enviously at this magpie as it flew.
Yeah.
Because what can it do, mate? What? I mean, it's so much bigger than a magpie, but it has no dexterity, no ability. This is a fight it can't win.
And they're not kind of known to be fighters, are they, really?
No. They just like to dig around in dirt. See, I was sitting there thinking I'd love to help the scrub turkey. Because this is David Attenborough's question,
this
isn't
is why
it?
You could never be a wildlife photographer.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to get involved.
Yeah.
You got to let nature be.
That's your take on these things?
Well, that's the right take.
Mate, but the scrub turkey's in trouble. It's in. You don't think you should.
Chain.
You should knee suffering wherever you find it.
If you did that, but you eat meat, I don't understand.
Yeah.
We always come back to this in this conversation. You take this position of like, oh, ease suffering. Oh, but I don't mind frying up a bit of.
Well, but when I
a
eat
a bit of pork wrapped in, isn't your favorite meal? Steak wrapped in bacon, one animal wrapped in another one.
Yeah. So we'll call that one a draw in the wild encounters. No, but that's like a long time after, or at least sometime after the suffering's taken place. I'm not in the abattoir, right? If I was in the abattoir, I'd want to save the cows. Don't get me wrong.
But I think if you spend enough time around animals in the wild, nature is suffering.
Oh, it's the darkest thing you've ever said.
It's a pretty wild place.
Yeah.
There's a lot of running away
and
there's
okay.
a lot of being attacked by things.
So what does that make you think the meaning of life is?
I don't take the meaning of life from wild animals.
Yeah. But we are nature, mate. We're part of it. We're made of the same atoms, the same stardust.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious that we're distinct from animals, though, if you look at animals and us.
So you don't think when an animal would listen into this show and hear how you roast me sometimes, they wouldn't feel the same pity that I felt for the scrub turkey?
Yeah. What did you do? Did you intervene?
No, I did.
Of course you didn't.
What do you mean, of course I didn't?
Well, because you're also scared of vampires.
Yeah, that was the problem. It wasn't an ethical position. I just, this wasn't
the
a fun.
Turkey might have had to come back and help you afterwards. Yeah, I feel like I'm bound to this guy now.
You're up, mate, with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I know I'm not enough sometimes. I know that I'm too much sometimes. But you're still in my love. I know you wanna walk away, but something in me makes you stay. I can feel it in your touch. I used to turn up my phone, I used to never come home. You asked me where have I been, and I would lie to your face, but set off all the alarms, say you won't.
I'll never let go again. I'll never let go.
What's up? This is the Kid Laroi.
Melbourne's
number one hit music station.
KISS 101.1.
She turned to me and then she said, hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance.
Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, just trying to cash out. You and your friends are trying to lash out. And I'm not the one to tell them stand down. They just wanna.
Hey, girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have.
I just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You can do what you want when you want. I can give you the night that you want.
Girls just wanna dance. Hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. Hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and then get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on KISS. It is AFL Grand Final time, Zach. And for those who aren't too much into the footy, one of the big stories is that the pre-match entertainment for this year's Grand Final is Katy Perry.
There's been kind of, would you say, a dotted past of Grand Final entertainers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the low point, I think, was Meatloaf.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Who has Meatloaf passed?
Yeah, he's passed on.
Oh, how long ago?
I'm not sure if it was before or after the grand final performance, to be completely honest.
Meatloaf was it, yeah, in the fridge for over 3 days.
Wasn't Meatloaf's finest moment. No, but there's been a couple of downsides. And then there's been the Killers, who were awesome. Robbie Williams a couple of years ago was brilliant. KISS last year were a bit of fun, but it's Katy Perry this year. They paid her $5 million.
Is that the amount?
Yeah, $5 million to
That's
do a couple of songs.
Pretty sweet, because she's only going to play for, what, like 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, yeah, just before the show. And I think $5 million almost would get her a ticket to the game as well. So they're about that much. And I know this, because I'm going. I have a ticket to see my beloved Brisbane Lions play.
I thought you got them, if you're a member, they was like easy.
You get access.
Oh, but you still got to pay a lot of money, do you?
Yeah, I think it's about $490 for the ticket. So,
and do you have good tickets at least?
They're okay.
Yeah.
The best ones
I've seen
go to
your members' tickets, and I've been surprised how poor they are.
What do you mean poor?
You've uploaded stuff from the...
Yeah.
You're like behind the goal. That's not good, is it?
They're not bad. We had to get 10 together. So it was, where are their 10 empty seats?
Right, okay.
That's where we are. But I've got my ticket to go along. The thing is, I'm not really a Katy Perry fan. I mean, I'll watch it. It's just, I'm not dying to see Katy Perry live.
No, well, you're there for the show, the footy.
However, I have a friend. My friend Mitch is a diehard Katy Perry fan, like obsessed with Katy Perry. And Mitch has said to me, and I want your thoughts on whether this would work. Mitch has said, I'll give you like $150. I go in to see the pre-match entertainment, and then I run out and scan out, and you scan in with that ticket and see the actual game.
Now, that's how people used to do it. I mean, my dad tells me stories of doing that to AC/DC in the 80s.
What, you pop in to see one song and then pop out?
Well, you have two friends, one ticket, and you go, I'll do the first half, you do the second half.
Well, this is a bit different, though, because this is actually two different events happening on the day.
No, but I'm saying, I'm wondering if technology has gotten better.
You think they'll cut
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I guess... Will they know that you're switching tickets? And then also you're trusting your friend a lot, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing that worries me. Now, Mitch has no interest in the AFL. So my theory is that Mitch won't want to stay for that anyway.
But will Mitch really get that much of a show? Like, you're up in the stands, aren't you? Like, he's not going to be down on the field.
No, that's true.
So but it's not really the best.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be on a little stage in the middle of the MCG, and what, he's going to be sitting 10 rows from the back.
And it is also, because normally when these superstars come and do their tours, like Katie's doing a tour of the country next year, they do it at night with a lot of lights and a big spectacular.
It's a bit weird during the day.
Yeah, this is 1:30 in the afternoon. I thought that watching the Kiss pre-match entertainment last year, it was they have a lot of, like, you know, pyrotechnics.
And were they wearing their full makeup as well?
Yeah, it was sweating off them.
Yeah, well, that in daylight looks a bit weird. Like, when it's in the dark, you're like, oh, yeah, costumes.
Yeah,
in the day, it's like, who's that?
It looks like you had a big night last night and you've just sort of woken up. So, I mean, look, I was thinking this could save me $150. I don't care that much about Katy
Perry. Hang on, is he from Melbourne?
He's in Melbourne at the moment. Yeah. He's down there for it. Would you do it?
Yeah, $150, I probably would.
And in that case, do him and I have to dress identically for the day?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, do they have any security measures? Is it just kind of like an honesty system?
Mm.
Or are there cameras?
It's a good point.
Maybe the pass out, because they'll give you like a pass out. Maybe they, you know what they'll do? Well, they'll put something physical on your body. That's what
like a stamp?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd do that. Would they?
That's what I think they'll do.
Well, that would be a real...
That's usually how it works at clubs and stuff like that, so you can't do that.
Okay. So what? I guess the risk is Mitch, who doesn't care at all about AFL, ends up having... Because he goes in first, right?
Yeah.
So he'll end up having my ticket to watch the Brisbane Lions play in an AFL match, my team, while I'm outside following on my phone.
And in that case, you would have spent $500 on being able to hear the roars. It's like, what was that? I think... Who scored that? Someone did.
You're up, mate. With Zach and Dom on Kiss.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Oh, Up Late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss. On the other side of this, Zach, Christina Carlson is going to join us. This is the person behind Kiki K, which, you know, I probably spent, I reckon, close to $1,000 at Kiki K in my
life. Yeah, you love stationery.
Oh, I'm the different. With
it. Are you more into the pens or the books or a bit of everything?
Oh, it's the journals for me. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, plan out your dream next year.
Do you have just bookshelves of journals at home?
Plenty of them. Plenty of them, yeah. So, look, I'm keen to hear from Christina the inspiration behind, you know, how you do this. And also, here's my big hope. I want to make you a journaling fan. Because you're not really a journaler at the moment.
No, I find it boring, to be honest. Yeah, well,
thankfully, she hasn't joined the show yet to hear you say that. But maybe on the other side of this, the founder of Kiki K, Christina Carlson, will convert Zach to journaling. We'll get there in a moment. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
With Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
They're world famous, you know.
Hey, Katie.
Hello, 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 hello.
So how are you enjoying Australia? You've obviously got the AFL Grand Final. I know that your performance is going to be so great because you have an incredible back catalogue of hits.
I am very blessed. It's going to be 100,000 plus people singing along. Massive. I'm bringing a beautiful stage.
I am going to be writing something in to start. And yes, when I sing Roar, it's not because I'm going for one team or another.
Yeah.
I definitely need to write a swan song now.
You do, actually, because that's my team, the swans.
Except swans don't make... Oh, yeah, they do make noises, don't they? Wouldn't they just go...
But it just came out of me.
Jackie O in the morning.
It's going to be the largest AFL performance by far.
We're very, very excited, Katie.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D photo quality design pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Driving them to seven sports in one weekend, yay. Taking time off work to work at the school working bee, yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol, nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So have a conversation with your teens. DrinkWise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
Usually when Martino's on a ride, his finances are the last thing on his mind.
But today, that's all I can think about.
Because he just opened a Macquarie savings account with great ongoing variable rates up to 4.75% per annum.
Finally, some real momentum.
And because there are no deposit conditions, his savings will accelerate even faster.
Let's go.
Open a Macquarie savings account with 4.75% per annum on balances up to $1 million. It's where your money gains momentum.
I bank with Macquarie.
Rates accurate as of January 18th and a variable. T's and C's apply.
You're only a what if away from
those smoky cocktails at a swanky hotel.
Gossip fest in a hotel sauna.
Open fire, mulled wine, and a super hot ski instructor.
You're terrible.
7 billion stars in a magnesium spa pool.
Ooh, hotel robes, bubbles, a girly movie, and all the chocolate in a minibar.
You're only a what if away from booking an incredible trip with the What If app.
Taxi?
What if? It's Aussie for travel.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive, because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind, laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Some of the biggest movie stars in the world are strutting like nobody's watching. Obviously, they shop at Snapple, where you can get the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, appliances, PlayStation, and more, for bite-sized weekly payments. Keeping your cash in your pocket. To strut like a rock star, just Snapple it. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments. TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Toolboxes, a tradie's repository of hammers, screwdrivers and wisdom. Because toolboxes know more than tradies give them credit for. They see the tradies' attempts to grow their business, the random advertising on search, social, classifieds.
Start with high pages!
They yell.
You get more jobs!
Cries unheard from the back of the ute. Tradies to build your business.
Start with high pages.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is Kiss.
Zach and Dom.
On Kiss.
Not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's
tonight,
right.
Give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not get tomorrow.
to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby. I'm gonna get you right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And maybe I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Yo, girl, what I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I'll make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss. And Zach, you know I love talking stationery on the show, so I'm very excited to welcome our next guest. It is the host of Your Dream Life, Christina Carlson, podcaster, entrepreneur, and life coach. Christina, thank you so much for joining the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Now, you are the person, many people might have originally come across you as the founder of Kiki K, the amazing stationery store. For those who haven't heard the story of how you start a stationery store like that, how did it come about?
You know, I actually started with being really quite lost in life, and I was always asking, what am I going to do with my life? And one morning I wrote down some dreams on paper, which I called my 3M list. Out of that list that I did 3 a.m. in the morning, I came up that I wanted to set up a home office, that I couldn't find any products that I loved to have in my home office. So my first business was born.
We're always stealing stationery from the radio station's cupboard because we're here at night by ourselves, so no one can stop us. I'm imagining Kiki K, your offices probably had some pretty kick-ass stationery. Do you think you had the best in the world?
You know, because I'm no longer part of Kiki K, I actually got rid of everything.
Oh, really?
And now I have a new brand called Dream Life, and I do have a lot of journals, and I embrace technology like all of us, but there is something very amazing about putting pen to paper in terms of creating your dream life.
You're obviously a big advocate for journaling. Dom's really into journaling, me not so much. What would you say to someone who wasn't as into it yet? I find it hard to concentrate, and it just doesn't capture me as much as it does other people.
Yeah, so I think for anyone who wants to start journaling, I think starting with a gratitude practice is a beautiful way of finding it easy, because most of us can come up with one thing we're grateful for every single day.
I love that. I often talk to Zach about the neuroscience of gratitude, that whole thing that the brain holds onto a negative experience much quicker than it holds onto a positive experience, which is why I like to sit around at the end of the show and talk about my favourite memories and how much they meant to me. Zach just wants to dash off and go home, Christina. Can you tell Zach that soaking our friendship together is a really important and special thing?
That's an extremely uncomfortable way of describing a friendship.
Maybe you need to start incorporate in your show one thing you
grateful. We could do our three gratitude points at the end of the show, Doc.
Could you give me, Zach, right now, three things you're grateful for about working with me?
I'm grateful we have a job.
Yep. It's not to do with me, but
I'm grateful that you came tonight so that we could do it.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, we've just started tonight. There might be another one.
Is that a good job of gratitude, Christina, or can Zach improve
that? That's amazing. And you know what? The more grateful you are, the more grateful you become. And the more grateful you become, the more grateful things will appear in your life. So I have a feeling there will be a gratitude show coming up.
We should do three wins at the end of the show.
That's a good way to wrap up the show. Well, look, Christina, Your Dream Life is the podcast people can get anywhere on the iHeartRadio app or wherever people listen to podcasts. If people are listening to this right now and maybe they feel like they're in a bit of a rut, they kind of feel like they're not where they're meant to be, or life kind of feels a bit flat, a bit grey at the moment, how does Your Dream Life as a podcast, how can that help them, I guess, unlock what they're really here to do?
I think there is, for anyone who hasn't listened to my show yet, there every Monday morning I release a Monday morning motivation episode, and that is around a quote. I love quotes because quotes can really make us think in a different way. So every Monday I have a short episode to motivate everyone for their Monday morning. And that came out of me looking for something when I was out walking on Monday to inspire me. And because I find quotes so inspiring, I have then incorporated a Monday morning motivation show around a quote. So I would recommend starting to listen to that. And then on Fridays, I release longer episodes with guests and also my own sharing my own way of helping people live their dream life, because my dream is to inspire 101 million people to write down three dreams and go and chase them. And I hope that will be you guys as well.
Yeah, I love that. Well, look, the podcast is Your Dream Life with Christina Carlson. You're going to go and track this one down. It will help change your life. Christina, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited to hear about your gratitude show soon.
We can't wait. You're up late with Zach and Dom.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. These wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that. So let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. Up bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, all torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going home. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the
like a California cane. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck that wide like a California cane. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles.
Up Late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
Connection comes and goes. I'm going through a phase with you and her alone. And baby, I can't see it clear. I've come to terms with this, and now I should explain. I put my foot in it. There's a monster in my brain. I just thought you should know. Whenever I call, whenever I hold you, I just need you to know how much you mean to me. Nothing compares to the love you have for me. When it seems I'm in another land, mind stop right now. Never know how much your patience means to me. Cause I'm so out of touch. Thank God you can read me. And I'm so scared I might fall down an unforgiving road. It's not a test I want you to take, but sometimes I can't control my words. That's why I need you to know. Whenever I call you, whenever need you to know how much you mean to me. Nothing compares to the love you have for me. When it seems I'm in another land, monster brain in command. You say can't stop the light, can't run from my fantasies. I'm in another land, monster brain in command.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Go ahead, make my day.
Are you ready?
Dom, every single day's a holiday. Unfortunately, some of these holidays are so small, you've probably never heard of them. So we're trying to do our part to raise awareness. Each night I bring 2 days to the show, both occurring in the next 24 hours. We have to pick one each, Dom, to become ambassadors for.
That's it.
We're doing it for a cause.
Yeah. That's it. It's a little bit of charitable work. And sometimes people say, you guys are heroes. And we say, we don't feel comfortable with that title.
No, if you put that on us,
yeah,
we won't correct you.
No, no, no.
However.
Yeah.
Friday, September 27th.
Yes.
Cool sword day.
Cool. Hang on. Cool sword day?
Sword.
Oh, cool sword day.
Yeah, like,
well, this is a very confusing day. You know why?
Why's that?
Well, because I would have thought referring to things as cool exclusively came about many years after the prevalent use of swords in as weaponry.
So you think it should be some ye olde word?
Yeah, like Noble Sword Day.
Grand Sword Day,
right? Because then I could picture the knights using that. Does it have any information about the history of Cool Sword Day?
Wow, there is. Yeah. This is a first.
Yep.
This day would be celebrated for the first time in a couple of minutes. It's a new day. 2024 is the first Cool Sword Day that's ever happened.
Well, we've never had this happen before.
No, I don't think so.
This is like the birth of a new day. I've never been there to witness the birth of a new day before.
Cool Sword Day was started in 2024 as an idea of the Polygon Entertainment Company. Don't know who that is.
No clue, but it sounds like a scam.
They want to acknowledge and appreciate the amazing and cool swords that fictional characters use in fantasy universe.
Okay. You got a favourite sword?
No.
Interesting. I do. The sword of Godric Gryffindor from Harry Potter. I reckon that's up there. That's a good sword.
Does Harry Potter have swords?
Godric Gryffindor had a sword. It's like a magical object. It's probably the only sword in that universe.
And what do you like about it?
Well, Harry summons it when he needs it and he kills the basilisk in the second book and film with it. Yeah.
I think mine would be Leonardo's katana.
Mm.
The Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Not okay. The artist. Although, yeah. Maybe the artist Leonardo also had a sword. I'm not sure.
You know what? What we've realized here is that this was a day that was sorely lacking.
People want to talk about swords.
Couldn't agree more.
Have you ever had a sword?
Yeah, I had a couple of, like, toy swords.